1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The FBI getting into the investigation of how classified U.S. intelligence documents got onto the Internet, outlining Israeli preparations for a possible retaliatory strike on Iran. They detail equipment and munitions that might be used.
The leak comes days after U.S. officials said they had reassurances from Israel that it would target military sites rather than oil or nuclear facilities. It is unclear whether this intelligence breach will impact those plans.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Tel Aviv. Trial underway in Columbus, Ohio for white former Columbus cop Adam Coy on murder charges, murder and reckless homicide charges for fatally shooting Andrew Hill in 2020, a black man who'd emerged from a garage holding a cell phone. Gas prices starting to tick down again. The government's national average price for regular down almost 3 cents in the past week to $3.14 a gallon. Prices rose in New England and the lower Atlantic. This is a Texas legislative committee convened a hearing on the postponement of Robert Roberson's execution for the 2002 death of his two-year-old daughter, blamed on shaken baby syndrome. His cause taken up by numerous individuals, including criminal defense attorney turned best-selling novelist John Grisham.
The science was terrible. The jury selection was awful. From the opening bell, the prosecutor was allowed to point a finger at Robert and call him a baby killer or whatever. That persisted throughout the trial.
Roberson himself was not in attendance. The Texas prison system was not going to transport him to appear before a public hearing. A funeral home in southeast Poland blaming a technical failure for a corpse that fell out of a hearse and into traffic. Another driver thought he'd hit somebody after a sheet slid down his car window and he saw the body lying in the road. The funeral home taking responsibility and apologizing for this episode. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is taking her message to Republicans and independent voters in Wisconsin. The vice president held an event in Brookfield Monday night. She appeared with Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney and conservative commentator Charlie Sykes. Both have endorsed the Democrat. They say Donald Trump is too dangerous. A public school administrator in northwest Wisconsin is in big trouble with the law. Here's James Kelly.
Former Glenwood City School District Superintendent Tim Johnson is facing 17 felony charges, including theft, money laundering, forgery, and misconduct of office. He's accused of taking over $90,000 through his position as superintendent and not completing university classes for which he was given over $200,000. Johnson stepped down from his Chippewa Falls HR position earlier this year. I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers beat the Texans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a dramatic last-minute drive on offense and a winning field goal from their new kicker, Brandon McManus, to win 24-22 over the Houston Texans. Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
Gives the team confidence. Just knowing that we got to get that ball to about that 30-yard line and that he's going to be able to make that kick is huge, and I think he came up big for us tonight.
Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud finished the day 10-for-21 with no touchdowns, a quarterback rating of just 58.8.
You know, a lot of things didn't go right offensively. defensively, we just really didn't get in the rhythm early. Thought we ran the ball really well, but just weren't clicking in a passing game.
College football, Wisconsin with a 23-3 win at Northwestern over the weekend. Badgers running back Tawie Walker unable to score despite rushing for 126 yards.
They held him out of the end zone, and we pride ourselves on giving him opportunities and getting him in the end zone. But I still thought that the body blows that he provided, the body blows that offensive line provided, are what really happens in that second half.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies here the overnight. A light south breeze. Temperatures at sunrise will be in the mid-50s. On Tuesday, a partly sunny sky with south winds a little gusty and highs in the lower 70s. Few showers around on Tuesday night. It's 57 at our studios.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Tuesday's show, we welcome Brad Zima from the Rooted Wisconsin podcast.
And we'll feature UW Green Bay men's basketball coach Doug Gottlieb. Join us.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. So Ross Story went to sent a reporter to one of the Trump rallies, and they got this Trump supporter. Actually, it wasn't Ross Story. It was Right Side Broadcasting Network. I'm sorry. Ross Story is reporting on it. And his name was Andrew, the supporter, and he said he was there to represent the truth and Jesus Christ. And said that Democrats have sold out for the devil. They don't want anything to do with God, he said. I think Harris better get on her hands and knees and start crying out to the one and true living God, because if not, she's going to meet her maker real quick. I think she's dumb. She's one of the dumbest women that could ever run. She shouldn't run. And then he really nailed it. I mean, this is, of course, the worldview of many fundamentalist Christians. This is a man's world. This is a man's country. This country is supposed to be run like a business, and that's why Donald Trump is the one that we need at this moment. Right. It's a man's way. What's that song? You know, it's a man's way. Oh, Trump was playing that at one of his, that was the one of the songs that he was dancing to. It's a man's way. Yes, he can rape somebody on Fifth Avenue and get away with it. Bergdorf Goodman is on Fifth Avenue. All right. A turning point. Adam Nichols writing over at Raw Story. Analyst sees campaign masterclass gain shocking boost for Trump. Writing the New York Times, John Della Volpe, the director of polling at the Harvard Kennedy School Institute of Politics, describes seeing young men flock to the Republican presidential candidate's campaign as a result of a dedicated effort to win young males over to the MAGA movement. He said, if effective, Trump's effort could peel away enough from the Democratic Party to transform the country's electoral math for years to come. He said his research has shown a, quote, increasing political rift between young men and women under 30, two groups critical to Democrats' success in recent elections. Since the spring of 2020, the share of young men identifying as registered Democrats has dropped by 7 points, while those identifying as Republicans have increased by 7 points. I put this to the kind of the bro podcast culture, the whole, Joe Rogan kind of thing. This analyst, he says, Mr. Trump has tapped these anxieties. He's talking about, the anxieties of young men, basically. Has tapped these anxieties by weaving a hyper-masculine message of strength and defiance into his broader narrative that undermines confidence in democratic institutions. And it is working. He said the demographic swing toward Trump has long been planned with tens of millions of dollars committed to it. Not good. But, this is apparently the kind of stuff that actually excites young men. Donald Trump in Pennsylvania, day before yesterday, talking about, the size of Arnold Palmer's penis. I mean, he just went off on it, and the day before that, he was talking about how Harvey Weinstein got schlonged. Another genital reference. Apparently, Well, not apparently. I mean, you know, young men like this stuff. Hey, it's crude, it's graphic, it's sexual, it's and kind of tough guy stuff, right? Yeah, that's me. I'm a tough guy. Hey. Before the speech, Trump devoted the first 20-some-odd minutes of his speech in Pennsylvania to Arnold Palmer and the size of his Johnson. And Trump Sr., this is from the article on Associated Press News by Michelle Price and Will Weiser. Trump Sr. advisor Jason Miller told reporters before the speech that Trump planned to preview his closing argument against Vice President Kamala Harris and start to get into that framing. So Stephen Miller comes out and says Trump is going to lay out his real, this is the closing argument against Harris. And Trump gets up there and for 20 minutes talks about Arnold Palmer being a real man and the size of his, this is in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, but which is where Palmer was born, by the way, back in 1929, which I think is the same year my dad was born. I'd have to go look, but I'm pretty sure it is. My dad is no longer with us either. Meanwhile, Elon Musk has this super PAC. It's called the Future Coalition PAC. He's got a bunch of them. He's got multiple ones. And this PAC is running ads in Michigan targeting zip codes with high levels of Muslims, saying Kamala Harris stands with Israel. She has a Jewish husband. Her Jewish husband tells her what to do regarding Israel. So Elon Musk is running those ads in Muslim areas in Michigan. And in Jewish areas of Pennsylvania, the same PAC funded by Elon Musk is running ads that say, two-faced Kamala Harris stands with Palestine, not our ally Israel. Reject Kamala Harris and her pandering to Palestine. So when talking... I mean, it doesn't get more anti-Semitic than this. I mean, literally, I'm shy. Talking to Jews and saying, oh, you know, she loves Palestine. Talking to Palestinians and saying she loves Jews. This is the open exploitation of, you know, this historic conflict, I suppose, by Elon Musk, who... I don't know what religion he has, if any. I don't know how he was raised. I don't know, you know. But whatever. This is so cynical. This is just so friggin' cynical. So what's on your mind today? Let's pick up some calls here. Chris in San Diego. Hey, Chris, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I had to take it off a speaker. Can you hear me?
Yeah, just fine, Chris.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, I just wanted to say something that I've been trying to get on... Fridays for a while, but you've asked a while back if you ever seen Donald Trump laughing. Mm-hmm. And there sadly is a picture of him laughing when he was giving the Israeli intelligence to the two top Russian spies in the Oval Office.
Oh, you're right. As he's trying to engineer the murder of an American spy or an Israeli
yes,
spy.
Yeah. He was laughing, and that's you're the right. only time you've ever seen him laugh.
Yeah.
It's Yeah, nuts. Another thing that I was going to say, right after the vice presidential debate, J.D. Vance said something, and it's a quote, and nobody picked up on it. He said, if Donald Trump gets elected, the people I love the most will benefit greatly. He literally said that, and nobody said, wait a minute, not all Americans? He's not worried about all Americans.
No.
He's only worried about that... you know, the people he loves.
Yeah. I mean, it's so clear that this guy is a sociopath. He is lying with the same kind of easy facility that Trump does. I think Trump goes beyond that. I think he's a psychopath. I'm not sure about Vance, but, you know, clearly there's something
Absolutely.
Wrong there.
And the media has not been, like, I got 30 seconds of Trump going on about Arnold Palmer this week. When Joe Biden... would make any sort of mistake, it was on a 24-hour news cycle. They spent 5-10 minutes on it. Is he losing it?
I know.
You know, I mean, it's more than apathy.
I know.
It's intentional.
No, I agree with you. The corporate media's treatment of this election has been beyond reprehensible. It's been terrible.
Thanks for listening to me.
Yeah, good talking to you, Chris. Thank you for the call.
It's 14 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break here. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option. Get active, right? Activity is always the best solution for despair. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Talk media for the sane among us. Yes, we are still here. We are still sane, and we're still talking. I'll be right back with your call.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
From the Lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Save communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live. Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for the Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Tune in for a Civic Media special broadcast, Making Your Vote Count 2024.
Our founders placed us, American citizens, at the heart of our democracy.
Tune in for this Civic Media special Tuesday, October 22nd at 6 p.m.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Water. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
Well, that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Now,
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat and then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Superbarium Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarium is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbarium is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbarium's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month's supply of Superbarium and get 15% off. Just go to superbarium.com and enter the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, Superbarium, B-E-R-I-N-E.com. To get that free month supply of Superbarium and 15% off, go to superbarium.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out, and you'll get that free month supply plus 15% off. Superbarium.com, code TOM. Rose,
a dangerous plan. Hitler's lies spread like fire through fear. Repeat them enough and the truth disappears. It happened once. Turn a blind eye. History repeats. Don't let it slide by. It can't happen here. The warning's loud and clear. When power grabs hold and the truth disappears. Don't look away. Don't let it come near. Cause it can't happen. Yeah, it can happen.
Welcome back.
Here.
21 minutes past the hour. Ted in Black Diamond, Washington. Hey, Ted, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Professor Tom. May your coffee always stay hot.
Well, thank you. Actually, it's matcha tea this morning. I have a little Mr. Coffee heater, so thank you.
All right. My wife and I were voting at home last night, voting for Kamala and Tim, and going down the list, and all Democrat except for one Republican, which was Jamie Herrera Butler. She was one of 35 Republicans to vote for the second impeachment of Donald Trump. She was one of nine Republicans who voted Steve Bannon in contempt. And she also voted for $14 billion for Ukraine. Now, that's not to say that all of her policies were enlightened from a progressive point of view, but she was willing to put it out there, and she was primaried. And her successor got beaten in the general election. Of course, she lost her seat from the primary, and she's running for commissioner of public lands. And Seattle Times felt that she was a reasonable candidate, and I think so too. I think we do need to support Republicans who want to bring back a good faith Republican Party. You know that. You
the
know,
problem
yeah,
is
they,
there isn't one right
system.
Now. I mean. You know, I understand what you're saying.
Well, there's not a party. There's you know, like Liz Cheney. You know, there's individual Republicans, but, you know, not a Republican Party
that
we have right now. And so we need to see the MAGAs, you know, kicked out of the Republican Party. But, no, the point I was making, I was visiting my friends in Colorado, and they're watching Fox News, and they're going, you know, Putin's really not that bad of a guy. It was Ukraine that invaded Russia, and they were taken back. And I thought, well, wait a minute. I told my friends when I came out there, I said, I'm going to come visit you guys, but we're not going to start talking politics because I, you know, old friends, you know, we got our positions. But when it came to Putin, I told my buddy, I said, look, I said, I'm not going to whitewash Putin with me. He is an enemy of the United States. He's every bit as bad as Stalin. He's a thug. He's a murderer. He came up the hard way through the KGB, you know, and he's killed people repeatedly, up close and personal.
Including his political opponent.
Yeah, you know, and this whitewashing that we hear is absolutely insane. It's turned the Republican Party inside out, you know, compared to the party of Ronald Reagan. And, you know, I want to have rapprochement with Russia, too, but not with what Putin stands for.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay, Ted, thank you. Thanks for sharing that story. Tom in Mossy Head, Florida. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hey, Tom.
last Friday, I talked to you about the mail-in ballot and how that scam went through on where they, you know, you informed me that it was a scam, which it is, where they text you about the, you know, 13 cents and, you know, we'll get package, all that crap.
Yeah.
Well, I got to thinking that, I don't think it was a coincidence, but, you know, I called this number about, you know, how to get the mail-in vote. And later that day, all of a sudden, this text pops up. Turned out it was from India.
Yeah.
Who's ever doing this.
Yep.
And I'm just, you know, concerned about, like I said, it's too weird to be a coincidence that, you know, immediately after I talked about getting my mail-in ballot sent to me, you know, boom, this text comes up.
They're just persistent, Tom. These scammers, and if you respond to their scam, not only will they try other ways to scam you, but they will sell your phone number and your name to other scammers. So you have now opened the door to. So you need to be very, very careful about not clicking on links in your email, and never, never, ever click on a link in a text message.
Yeah, I understand that. But the thing I was getting at is how. You know, if they're somehow hacked into this office that I called about getting my
vote
in mail.
I doubt that.
Yeah, well,
because the scam that they've got going has to do with, it says a package, or at least the ones that I've gotten and the ones that I've read about in the paper. You know, we're the U.S. Postal Service, and there's a package here, an important, you know, you know, please contact us. So, you know, that's
it's
really...
It's kind of similar how... years ago, you'd get the phone calls from supposedly the IRS, you know, and same bunch of crap. Anyway, I did receive my packet for mail-in vote, and here's another thing I wanted to bring up, kind of great. Sunday, six of the Republican guys that used to come to my beer and barbecues came over. Brought food again and declared that they're done with Trump. They're done with the GOP.
Really?
And they're gone. Yeah. And it's like, wow, I can't believe it. I never thought I'd be able to.
And these are not the guys who burned down your shed or shot your dog.
No. These are people with intelligence. You know, they're just
Republicans.
Informed about, you know.
How about that? Well, that's a happy ending, Tom. I'm glad to hear that. Well, I realize it's not an ending, but it's a nice story. Tom, thanks for calling. Thanks for sharing that with us, and keep up the great work. You're doing God's work there in Florida. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll be back with your calls on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you know, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that. you're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The FBI getting into the investigation of how classified U.S. intelligence documents got onto the Internet, outlining Israeli preparations for a possible retaliatory strike on Iran. They detail equipment and munitions that might be used.
The leak comes days after U.S. officials said they had reassurances from Israel that it would target military sites rather than oil or nuclear facilities. It is unclear whether this intelligence breach will impact those plans.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Tel Aviv. Trial underway in Columbus, Ohio for white former Columbus cop Adam Coy on murder charges, murder and reckless homicide charges for fatally shooting Andrew Hill in 2020, a black man who'd emerged from a garage holding a cell phone. Gas prices starting to tick down again. The government's national average price for regular down almost 3 cents in the past week to $3.14 a gallon. Prices rose in New England and the lower Atlantic. This is.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man accused with the brutal sexual assault of a UW-Madison student back in 2023 is pleading guilty. 27-year-old Brandon Thompson was charged with first-degree sexual assault, first-degree reckless injury, and strangulation for the attack. While the victim survived, she suffered traumatic brain injury and a broken jaw. Thompson will be sentenced in February. Suicide trends in Wisconsin are troubling. Brittany Merlot reports on numbers from the Department of Health Services.
Suicide rates have been on the rise in Wisconsin since 2019. And as of 2022, they found that over 50% of suicides in the state had to do with either relationship issues or physical health problems. And older men in rural areas were at the highest risk. They also found that over 16% of adult suicides in the state were veterans. I'm Brittany Merlot.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After months of speculation, it's been confirmed that Succession's Jeremy Strong has been cast in the Bruce Springsteen biopic, Deliver Me From Nowhere. Strong will play Springsteen's manager, John Landau. The Emmy-winning actor is fresh off his appearance in The Apprentice as Roy Cohn. Deliver Me focuses on the time in Springsteen's career where he made his award-winning album, Nebraska. The Bear's Jeremy Allen White has been cast as the boss. The album Nebraska was a bit of a departure as Springsteen's fame as a pop star was starting to skyrocket. The record is ranked 150 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Albums Ever list. Esquire has called Nebraska one of the most honest and emotional albums in history. Fun fact, Jeremy Strong revealed that it's also his favorite Springsteen album. Deliver Me From Nowhere has an anticipated release of sometime in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies here the overnight. A light south breeze. Temperatures at sunrise will be in the mid-50s. On Tuesday, a partly sunny sky with south winds a little gusty and highs in the lower 70s. Few showers around on Tuesday night. Right now, it's 55.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
out.
The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, she is a candidate for State Senate District 18. Kristen Alfheim will be here. We'll wrap everything up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw. So you don't need to worry about potential AGEs, from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Criminals' hands stole from the children, scammed across the land, embraced the dictators, turned away from the light. But somehow Trump's back, just ready to fight. How did it happen? How did we fall? Trump's so corrupt, yet he's standing tall. Dark money slowing the billionaire's game, and now we're caught in this deadly flame. He's a whisker away, just a breath from power. Trump's fueled by billions in the darkest hour. The rich and corrupt, they paved the way, and now we're staring at another Trump day.
He's welcome a back, 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Fred in Exeter, New Hampshire. Hey, Fred. I've been to Exeter. How's everything in New Hampshire?
Very good. I'm listening to all the calls, and I'm just kind of short-circuiting. I feel like I'm living in that movie, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, when I bump into a Trumper.
Yeah.
I'm 67 years old. I've been pretty political. I've always been very interested in politics. I just cannot imagine that we're in a tight election with this buffoon.
Yeah.
And
criminal buffoon. A rapist buffoon.
Yeah. Well, you can go on and on. A criminal, a grifter. I mean, there's so many adjectives.
Mm-hmm.
How did we get here? How do we get to this political insanity?
It all
and
started
you know
with
how
Reagan.
We got here? Fox News, Rush Limbaugh, Newsmax, all of these propaganda sites that are allowed to spew sedition. And let's face it, that's what it is, because it's one thing to have an opinion or maybe a distortion of the truth, but it's completely different when you outright lie that Trump won. And, we had to have Fox have a monetary punishment of $784 million they had to pay. But why is this allowed? Why do we have our airways basically brainwashing the gullible, stupid people of this country where they're in their own world? You cannot, it's a cult. You cannot reach them with facts. You cannot reach them with reason. So I'm very pessimistic about what's going to happen. I think we're going to have the popular vote be won by Kamala, but the electoral vote is going to be screwed around with because of these diehard, insane people who live in their own bubble and are doing everything they can to elect this dictator. It has to stop. And until we get our airwaves back, we are going to continue. Even if we win this election, the Democrats win, it's going to continue. The next election, they'll figure out something else to do until they finally win and get their Christian national dictatorship, because that's what they want.
Yeah. I don't disagree with you, Fred. I'm assuming your question was literal and not rhetorical. And so if you're asking, how is it that we have all this right-wing media across our airwaves, part of it, probably the largest part of it, is that we believe in free speech. And, regardless of how offensive it may be. But the larger part of it is, or another part of it, is that, Ronald Reagan changed the rules of the game in three big ways. He did away with the equal time rule that said that if media gives time to a politician, they have to give time to the other politician, equal amount of time. Number one, he did away with the Fairness Doctrine, which said that radio and television stations, in order to retain their licenses, must program in the public interest. And he stopped and he ordered the Federal Trade Commission, the Federal Election Commission, and the Department of Justice to stop enforcing the Sherman Antitrust Act, the Clayton Antitrust Act, and the Antitrust Act of 1957. And so the consequence of that, and then on top of this, to just put a cherry on the top of it, Bill Clinton in 1996 signed the Telecommunications Act of 96, which ended all the ownership rules that prevented media monopolies from coming into being. And you know, I mean, within a year, you had Clear Channel go from just owning a few dozen stations down in the Southeast to owning something like over 1,000 stations. So, and putting right-wing talk radio on as many of them as they could. So, you know, you combine all those things together, and it's just basically been a dismantling of the structural things that guaranteed a diverse media. And as a result, we've got this relatively homogenous media now that's largely owned and run by right-wing billionaires.
One point I want to say, Bandy Lee, who is the psychiatrist who spearheaded Duty to Warn about Trump.
Yeah, she's been on this program many times.
Yeah, and she said something that really sticks out. Madness is contagious.
Yep.
And it is.
Yep.
And that's what we're seeing today. Thank you, Fox News.
Agree. Yep. Thank you, Fred. Yep. Well said. Ron in Land O'Lakes, Florida. Hey, Ron, what's up?
Well, I was at one of the VA clinics, and there was a couple of hundred people there, and I noticed several veterans from 50 and older were talking about Kamala Harris is not their vice president and will never be their president. And, you know, I'm looking and I'm listening and I'm saying to myself, why aren't the Democrats talking about all the unique things that were set up for veterans that Trump and the party that he represents have just completely annihilated all these unique things for veterans.
Right, that they've fought against, that they voted against, that they've tried to destroy. Yeah, and then
exactly.
the one thing that Obama did where veterans can go to private clinics and use their veterans benefits in private clinics, Trump is lying and saying that he did that. I mean, it's crazy, Ron. It's just crazy.
It is, and it just blew my mind. I mean, I was there from 7 to 12 o'clock, and it's all that I heard from these vets that were 50 and older. And it was just driving me nuts.
I can understand.
You know, we got the Democratic Party.
They're all watching Fox News.
Fighting harder.
Yeah, they're all watching Fox News. That's the problem, Ron. You've got this Australian immigrant and his son, who I don't believe is an American citizen, who is going to take it over, who are, you know, making billions of dollars in profit by pumping lies and hate down the throats of American citizens. We had Jen Senko called into the show a little earlier. They made a movie out of her book, you know, the Brainwashing of My Dad, or maybe she wrote a book based on the movie. You can watch the movie on Netflix. And it's about how her dad went from being this sweet, liberal, progressive guy to he retired and he started watching Fox News. And within a year, even his own family couldn't deal with him. He became angry. He became bitter. He became paranoid. And then they used the child lock on the TV. You know, you can lock out channels on your TV so that people can't see them using this, you know, these child tools. And so that he could no longer watch Fox News. And within a few months, he was back to his old self, back to being a normal guy, just taking Fox News out of his diet. Your friends are being poisoned, Ron, or your fellow veterans are being poisoned, and they're being poisoned by talk about immigrants, you know, poisoning the blood of America. There you go. It's the Murdoch family. Ron, thanks for the call. Diane in Ann Arbor. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
You know, you listen to all the things that we're talking about, and you fit the pieces together, and we are going to be run by Opus Dei for the Catholics and Seven Mountains for the Protestants. We are going to have a slave population. You know, they aren't, like they said, we don't need to educate. You don't need to educate a slave. They just need to work for the food because they're hungry.
Right.
And that's what our country is going to be like. It's going to be structured like that. And, of course, those states want women, young women, doesn't matter, too young, whatever, to have children because they are going to produce the slaves. I don't think this country, it's, they want to be white Christian nationalists. I don't think they want even slaves of color here. What are they going to do with all these people of color? Yeah, where are they going to go?
Yeah, you think that's why Missouri, Nebraska, and Kansas sued the FDA to say, the abortion pill is, we don't have enough pregnant 15-year-olds?
They want white slaves. And if you're a person of color, heaven help you. I don't know what kind of plans they have for them.
Yeah.
This is frightening. This is sci-fi frightening.
Yeah. No, I get it, Diane. And I don't disagree. And you say the white slaves, just look at Appalachia. I mean, there you go. Thank you, Diane. 44 minutes past the hour, almost 45. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with your call. So let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleaned out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical studies, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. An impressive 90% said that they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't yet found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit CBDistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. At CBDistillery.com, the code is TOM, CBDistillery.com.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wy.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say. It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information. Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wy.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Mino and the Mayor.
The man, A.J. Dillon.
I love what you're doing with this Dillon Family Foundation.
It started around things that are important to us, so food and families. Us having a one-year-old son, and it's meant to empower families within the community and also combat hunger and food insecurity. We're really, really trying to do a lot for the community.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Attention, American homeowners. You already do so much to protect your home, but there's a hidden threat you might not even know about. Title theft. Homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in equity, an all-time high. With everything going on in the state of the U.S. economy, homeownership is more challenging than ever, and title theft is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in American homes is the target. If your title isn't being monitored, scammers can transfer it into their name, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you even knowing. The best way to protect your equity is with Triple Lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Triple Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. Sign up today at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code TOM, that's T-H-O-M, and you get your first 30 days of Triple Lock protection for free and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at www.HomeTitleLock.com.
Voices need to be heard.
No welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Audrey in Corvallis, Oregon. Hey, Audrey, what's up? Audrey? Hello?
Hello?
Audrey, are you there? Okay, Jim in Bristol, Wisconsin. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
I'm 72 years old, Tom, and I've been in the workforce since 1970. And, you know, I'm sitting here and I see everybody saying, we've got a great economy, but a lot of the people are saying it's a terrible economy.
Right, because Trump is lying about
that. And I've come to the conclusion that actually the reason we're looking at this great economy as a terrible economy is because we finally have a Republican economy. And what does that mean? That means unions are gone, so salaries are down. Pensions are gone. College loans are tough to get. We've got, you know, the Medicare rip-offs going on with the, you know, if you look at it with the filibuster all these years, our economy is now a Republican economy, and that's why Biden and Harris can't fix it. The only way they can fix it is new programs.
Yeah.
Okay? And so if you vote for Republicans, it's going to stay the same. I mean, they've been chipping. It took 40 years to chip away at all of these things.
Yep.
And you, Tom, would be the best to know this, is that you've got a lot of experience, and you could expand on this a lot. This is a Republican economy. It's a great economy. It's the best it can be right now. But it can't be fixed because it's got all these little broken pieces that Republicans have put in it over the years.
Right. The inability
of
students. Yeah. The inability of students to declare bankruptcy on student loans. You know, the obscene prices of health insurance and just general costs of health.
It's a Republican economy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well said, Jim.
That's what it is. That's why people can't fix it.
Yeah. No,
that's
I got to move along, but you're getting redundant here. Anita in Denver. Hey, Anita, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
I'm just following up on a gentleman who called you for deporting Elon Musk and Rupert and Steele. I agree with him 100%, okay, because that would be the best thing that would happen to this country. And that would be like taking the maggot-infested trash out of your kitchen.
Yeah, Anita, I don't think that we should be deporting people based on their politics.
No, that's not.
Forgive me,
that's not my point. Deporting for bribery.
Oh, well, you know, if what Elon Musk is doing with his $1 million lottery is criminal, and it certainly looks like it is, then he should be prosecuted.
Yeah,
I don't disagree. If it's not criminal, then, hey, he's going to buy the election for Donald Trump. And he could do that because five corrupt Republicans on the take, Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court, ruled that in 2010 in Citizens United. But I get your point. Anita, thank you. Carol in Seattle. Hey, Carol, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Vote Dave Up the Grove, not Jamie Herrera-Butler. We use the Stranger cheat sheet and the IBEW union guide to check our endorsement. Mm-hmm. I've known Dave Up the Grove for over 20 years, I think it is now, and we do not need a Republican in charge of our public lands in Washington State.
I'm inclined to agree with you. I didn't want to get into a battle with the caller because I don't know Washington politics. So, but
yeah, think about it. Once that person holds that job, and they, you know what they want to do with the land, they're doing it in your state too, you know?
Sure.
So, No, just say no to Jamie Herrera Butler, say yes to Dave Up the Grove. And okay. We voted. Woo!
Dave Up the Grove. Yeah, we did too over the weekend. In fact, I caught the mailman on Saturday as he was driving up to our house, and I saw him coming, and I ran out, and here's my ballots.
So, there you go. You did it. Yay!
There you go. Carol, thank you for the call. And spot on. Thank you. Tucker in Berwyn, Pennsylvania. Hey, Tucker, what's up?
Hey, Don, thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
First, I'm knocking on doors again this year.
Good on you.
And I want to tell everybody, we need more volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
We need as many volunteers as we get, so I want everyone to go and contact their local representative and see what they can do.
Yep.
And the brainwashing of my father is actually on Amazon, not on Netflix anymore.
Oh, really? Okay, so you got to go to Amazon Prime for it. Okay, thank you for that.
Yep. And you might have mentioned one quick thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Apprentice movie. I think you're better off watching Where's My Roy Cohen.
Okay. Where's My Roy Cohen. That came out a couple of years ago, didn't it?
Yes, that came out a couple of years ago. It's really good, but it's more of a documentary.
Right, and it's also on Netflix or Prime or something like that. Well, Louise and I watched that at home.
Yes, I think it's on Prime. You have to pay for it. It's like $3.99 or something.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
The Apprentice,
exactly.
I think it gets too much of a human side to Trump.
Yeah, I've heard that, Tucker. I haven't had a chance to get out to see it. Tucker, thank you for the call. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. And stay safe. I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, HARTMANN, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to FFRF.org/vote.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, entertainment reporter Chris Foran. And it's Bob Odenkirk's birthday, so we'll discuss some of his best films and TV shows.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 till 8. The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. And I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.